After rapidly gaining territory across Syria and Iraq during 2014, Daesh is now on the defensive in places like Mosul, where coalition forces have retaken much of the city. But Under-Secretary General Feltman said the global fight was far from over.
Though its income and the territory under its control are shrinking, ISIL still appears to have sufficient funds to continue fighting. ISIL is adapting in several ways to military pressure, resorting to increasingly covert communications and recruitment methods, including by using the dark web, encryption, and messengers.
With this fourth ISIL report focusing on Europe, North and West Africa, Mr. Feltman said that the threat level remained elevated, largely thanks to their partner in extremism, which has brought chaos to much of the Lake Chad Basin region, Boko Haram.
ISIL affiliate Boko Haram is attempting to spread its influence and commit terrorist acts beyond Nigeria and remains a serious threat with several thousand fighters at its disposal. It is, however, plagued by financial difficulties and an internal power struggle and is split into two factions.
In the face of continuing attacks and suicide bombings by small cells or individuals claiming allegiance to ISIL, Mr. Feltman said the UN report showed improved information sharing with the international crime agency Interpol, and member states were responding positively too.
It stresses the improvement in states' information sharing and cooperation on addressing terrorist attacks and on curtailing the travel and transit of foreign terrorist fighters. The report notes that substantial progress has been made to counter the financing of terrorism, despite continuing challenges.
The political affairs chief noted the multiple agencies and bodies within the UN and beyond which had committed to work together, but the need to build more coordination was beyond question, he said.
As we consider what more we can do to check and roll back ISIL, we must also step up efforts to prevent and resolve the violent conflicts that both drive and are made worse by terrorism. These are mutually reinforcing pursuits. Ultimately, it is the spread and consolidation of peace, security, development and human rights that will most effectively deprive terrorism of the oxygen it needs to survive.
Whatever the outcome on the battlefields of the Middle East, UN agencies were working hard together with member states, said Mr. Feltman, to stem the flow of foreign terrorist fighters returning home and providing help to vulnerable groups victimised by terror. Matthew Wells, United Nations.